I found myself standing in an old video arcade, playing Galaga. The game was already in progress. I had double ships and a score of 41,780 points. I glanced down and saw that my hands were on the controls. After a second or two of disorientation, I reflexively began to play, moving the joystick left just in time to avoid losing one of my ships. Keeping one eye on the game, I tried to make sense of my surroundings. In my peripheral vision, I was able to make out a Dig Dug game on my left and a Zaxxon machine on my right. Behind me, I could hear a cacophony of digital combat coming from dozens of other vintage arcade games. Then, as I finished clearing the wave on Galaga, I noticed my reflection in the game's screen. It wasn't my avatar's face I saw there. It was Matthew Broderick's face. A young, pre-Ferris Bueller, pre-Lady Hawk Matthew Broderick. Then I knew where I was. And who I was. I was David Lightman, Matthew Broderick's character in the movie War Games. And this was his first scene in the film. I was in the movie. I took a quick glance around and saw a detailed replica of 20 Grand Palace, the combination arcade pizza joint featured in the film. Kids with feathered 80s hairstyles were clustered around each of the games. Others sat in booths eating pizza and drinking sodas. Video fever by the beepers blasted out of a jukebox in the corner. Everything looked and sounded exactly as it did in the movie. Halliday had copied every last detail from the film and recreated it as an interactive simulation. Holy shit! I'd spent years wondering what challenges awaited me inside the first gate. Never once had I imagined this. But I probably should have. War Games had been one of Halliday's all-time favourite movies, which was why I'd watched it over 36 times. Well, that and also because it was completely awesome, with an old-school teenage computer hacker as the protagonist. And it looked like all that research was about to pay off.